Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we're very happy to have Red Sox principal owner John Henry and Red Sox chairman Tom Werner joining us here on our pregame show today. Gentlemen, the field looks great. Everybody's excited about baseball today.
Well, opening days are always special, but today is especially important because we haven't seen fans at Fenway Park for 18 months, and we're excited about the team this year. I know that some of the prognosticators don't have us doing quite well, but we're very optimistic, and I think we had a great spring training, and play ball.
Gentlemen, I think it's been pretty obvious from the jump that Alex Cora being back here is a perfect fit. I know you felt that way when you first hired him. He's back. What's it been like to have Alex back in the fold?
You know, he was an extraordinary manager for us, and I think by his own admission he made a mistake in Houston that he paid a price for, but he's a great motivator of all these players. They were thrilled that he's back in the fold, and I just see from the early returns how there's a smile on everybody's face, and they're prepared for the season.
Well, gentlemen, certainly Red Sox made history recently with the addition of investors LeBron James and Maverick Carter into the ownership of Fenway Sports Group. This is something that I think is something we all should be very proud of, John.
It is. They've been great partners of ours in other ways other than being partners in FSG. We've partnered on deals and done things together over the last, 10 years. Yeah. So it's been a very good, close relationship, and this is really an exciting step for us.
How active, Tom, do you think LeBron James will be in terms of players and acquisition, and will it strictly be financial?
He's just going to be a resource for conversations about players and player psychology. He's not going to make any lineup decisions. But LeBron and Maverick are smart people. They run a media company that is a juggernaut. They've got great relationships from Nike to Disney to Amazon. So they'll be a resource, as so many of our partners are.
I think both of you have been so vocal about admitting the past around this organization and leaning into Black Lives Matter around everything last summer. It was so moving to see the banner on the Mass Pike. And now, you know, two African-American owners. So both of you, you know, another step towards, you know, moving past that history.
Well, I think you're right. The Red Sox have had a somewhat checkered history regarding race relations. But when John and Mike and I came in, you know, we are all for an inclusive park, an inclusive organization up and down the management ranks. And, you know, the fact that there are two owners of color in baseball is a good thing for baseball.
Well, Fenway certainly was a very civic place to be with 56,000 plus vaccinations given here, John. And this is really shows, I think, the involvement of the Red Sox in the neighborhood.
It was. We early on wanted to become a venue for this. And then Atul Gawande called and was instrumental in along with Mass General in making this happen. So it was a huge success.
Fenway Park, just not the same without fans in it. I know both of you are so excited to, even at the limited capacity today, it just will feel so good to see your people back in the stands.
It will. It's one of the worst experiences I've ever had in sports, actually. It was coming to Fenway Park last year. Unfortunately, the we've always known that the magic of Fenway was dependent and really a result or was because of how many huge fans show up every night. When you have a full ballpark in baseball every night, it's magical. And last year was just the difference between what we're used to and what we saw last year was...
Well, some of the rule changes were kept. The 10-inning rule, we saw that hurt the Yankees yesterday with a winning run scored in the 10th inning. No tears shed there. But, Tom, do you think we'll continue to see more moves with the pace of game and not necessarily have all of those situations tied to the collective bargaining agreement situation?
Well, we expect to. The game is a great game, but we're all interested in a little bit more action on the diamond, and I like the idea of doubleheaders with seven-inning rules, and we're going to keep working at it with the players, but the game is a great game, but we could use a little bit more pace of play.
To both of you, when I just am out in the community of New England, so many people ask me, I say, look, we've won 4 world championships in 15 years, and people are so hung up on the departure of Mookie Betts and some of the moves in the last couple of years. What's your message to those people? You have a total record of spending, of aiming to win world championships. What's your message to the people of New England about the future here in Boston?
You know, in 2018, when we won, at that point, it was clear to some of us, I think, in the organization, if we didn't pay more attention to the future, that we were going to be in trouble. And by the middle of 2019, it was clear that we had overplayed our hand, so to speak, in going for it. You can do that from time to time, but if you go for it every year in baseball, the only way you can do that is to have a very strong farm system. And our farm system at that point was in really bad shape. So we knew at that point, early on in 2019, I think we knew that we were going to struggle. And then last year it was evident to everyone how the lack of depth. So Haim, I think, has done a tremendous job of starting to strengthen the club, especially with regard to depth. And you just can't play a 162-game schedule in baseball without a certain amount of depth. Injuries are such a huge part of the game in the 21st century.
Well, Tom, you look at what happened in 2013, coming off a bad season like 2012, and I think similar type free agents were signed. You think that could have the same possible effect?
Well, John has talked about our depth. I think that anyone looking at our roster this year would objectively say that we're stronger than we were last year. Our pitching staff is stronger, both starters and relievers. We've got some new faces coming up. I don't want to put any pressure on someone like Dahlbeck, but he's going to be an exciting player for us. So, you know, we're sneaky good, as Garrett Richards said.
That's a good way to put it. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Red Sox Chairman Tom Werner and Red Sox Principal Owner John Henry, hope we see you again from time to time during the season, and we wish you the very best in 2021.
You too, Joe. Stay well.
Well, thank you. What a beautiful opening day. When I look out at Fenway, how beautiful it is today. Hopefully we'll have a full house here before the end of the season and feel completely different than what we saw last year.